Hold on, hold on. Let's get this right. We got to turn off that. Can you turn off that fan shot? I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get it right. We all live. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. We all live. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. Ben Hop. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make sure we streaming, man. I know y'all see the lovely ladies on the stream right now. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Best kept secret, Ben Hop. Ty Will in the building. We got a special, let's get it right, let's get it right. We got a special guest in the building, man. Round of applause. Hold on. We're going to jump into it because you know what? It's a lovely day today. It's Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? I don't even know what the fuck day it is right now. Because you know when a holiday comes, you be forgetting what day it is. So it's Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. There you go. Round of applause. We back. We're live, as always, in South Florida, of course, you know. It's been real hot in South Florida. I'm going to tell you, it has not rained. My grass is turning brown right now. Like, my shit is turning brown. Like I need rain. Like, I'm not going to tell you. Like, I need rain. Yo, so my grass can be nice and green because it's, like, just so freaking hot. Like, it feel like the desert out here. But with that being said, round of applause. We are back for another session of The Best Kept Secret. And I'm very excited tonight. Well, I should say today, because I have the beautiful, the sexy, the gorgeous, the talented, the supreme, the Amazon, the beauty, Jordan Pauline in the billing. Round of applause, girl. Hey. Talk to me, girl.
What's good, guys?
Hold on, girl. Now I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you when I see your pictures. I'm just meeting you for the first time. Mm-hmm. Like we seeing each other live for the first time. Like when I see her pictures, right? I'm thinking she's like maybe like
a petite
5'2", 5'3", 5'4". the biggest. Like I'm thinking she's like 5'2".
Why does everybody think that?
Because, you know why? Because you got that cute little. You know, you just have that cute exterior. Like when they people see you, I'm thinking like you like that cute. 5'2", 5'3" person.
I'm 6'3". I'm just kidding. No. I'm 5'7".
No, yo, you walked in
you
the building.
You look taller than 5'7".
No, you walked in the building, girl. I'm like, God damn. It's an Amazon. She came from like where Wonder Woman came from, like.
Yeah, I'm 5'7".
You're looking good, girl.
Thank you.
You're looking good, man. Mm-hmm. Let me get this live going on you too. So, with that being said, round of applause to you, number one. I got to give you a round of applause, right? Because, you know, you've been doing music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get people familiar with you. Mm-hmm. The people who don't know you. Let's get them familiar with you. Like, tell me your background. Like, what got you into music? What made you want to do what you're doing now to pursue, you know, this type of career? Because, you know, this is not a career that everybody can do.
Mm-mm.
Even though this is a career that's open to everybody, I don't necessarily think this is a career that everybody can do.
I agree.
So, talk to me. Tell me your background.
I pretty much say this all the time. I feel like I came out my mama's womb ready to sing and be entertaining.
For real?
Yes.
So when you was a baby, were you singing?
Yeah, my first song was like Words was a song.
Wow.
You know, so I just always been into singing, writing, theatricals, entertainment.
Let me ask you, were your family into that too? Like, do you have any family members that did music? No?
Mm-mm.
So it was just you. It was in your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
My mom's a manager though, so
okay,
she pursued her dreams of that.
So when you were, okay, so out the womb, you said you were musically inclined, mm-hmm. right? But growing up in like a teenage years and like middle adolescence years, who were you listening to? Like, what was your inspirations?
Oh, my goodness. I listened to so many artists. It doesn't even, I would say Prince, Diana Ross,
one of my favorites.
Wait a minute.
Led Zeppelin.
Wow. You're listening to, like, the greats.
I listen to everything, and I love, like, my specific playlist is amazing.
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
You were listening to, like, some of the greats. Like, you're talking about Prince and all that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Now, growing up in school, were you, like, did you join the talent shows?
Fun fact, I was homeschooled my whole life. I came from Guyana, and I went to school, and I was bullied so bad because kids were just really mean. So I just decided to go to be homeschooled, and I was homeschooled ever since.
Okay, so you originally from Guyana?
Mm-hmm, Georgetown.
And when did you move? Like, what age did you come here?
I came to America when I was 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you were homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, that's, I'm going to tell you, back then, wow, homeschooling is not like something that a lot of
thing.
It then. Wasn't like people that, a lot of things that people did, right?
Mm-mm, I wasn't.
It wasn't that long ago, but, you know.
Hey, don't. We don't mean to make you seem that way.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't trying to make you sound old like me and shit, because I'm old. I know I'm old, but no, but I'm saying that's good. I mean, was it because, and we're going to get into the music, but I just want to get some background from you. Is it because your parents felt like that was the best thing to do at the time?
Well, the reason why we came to America is because my mom was pursuing her dream of being a manager.
Okay.
So her doing that as a single mother, traveling with other artists, not even really having time for her kids, it was all more so like it made the most sense for me and my sister at the time. And then we just stuck to it.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so you do have a sibling.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay, so then coming to America, now you're doing this, you're doing all that. When did you really realize that you want to do music?
When I was 4, I was looking at an Aaliyah video.
Wow.
And I was looking, just seeing how she was moving and how happy she was, how sexy she was. And I was just like, dang, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And then what really made me want to do music was Beyonce's Baby Boy era.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when I saw her on that sand with Sean Paul, I said, you know what? This is something I need to do.
Because it's an island joint, right?
Yeah.
It was an island joint.
It was a hot joint.
That song was amazing.
But it was it had that island vibe. Mm-hmm. Baby Boy, and it on my mind. And the Tennessee.
I remember trying to fix the little antennas, try to get it to work. It was foggy because we had the bootleg cable, but I still saw it, and I was just like, yo, I need to do that.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Now, you're making me feel old once again because you said Beyonce, but it's all good. But that's great. So, we're doing that. Y'all moved to the West Coast? Is that's where y'all moved to? Like,
I moved
California?
South Central. Crenshaw.
South Central
Slile scene.
Hold on. So wait a minute. Crenshaw, is that like that, like we see in the movies, is that like the hood?
Yeah, that was the hood.
So how was it growing up in the hood like that?
It just felt normal because I came from third world country, moved to the hood. So I was just like, okay, cool. So it's different.
Oh, shit. So it didn't matter to you.
I never really exited out of Inglewood, Crenshaw area.
Okay.
I was probably, actually, I exited out of a couple of times, but I never really got to see what the rest of LA looked like.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you was there with the whole Dr. Dre and the NWA era. Like,
hell,
you remember
that? I was not in that era. I'm with Nipsey. Nipsey was my big brother.
Okay, so you wasn't... Yeah. Okay, my bad. So you missed that era. Because you know what? That was the era when East Coast was battling West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, all that happened. Tupac, as you can see, we got Tupac on the wall. Mm-hmm. We got Biggie on the wall, the East and West. Mm-hmm. You know, they had their fights. But yeah, you grew up so in that era. Okay. So growing up in Crenshaw, in the West Side, you know, how did you feel like what type of music you wanted to do? Like what was your thing about the music? Like, how did you feel like you wanted to come out?
You know, I never really thought about it because, like, I was just always making music. I would go through my mama's emails, and it was, like, beats for her artists at the time, and I would just always make, like, my own songs to the beats. So, like, all types of music I was making. I didn't even know.
So you didn't care?
Yeah, I didn't care. I just was...
So was it more rapping, singing?
I was writing songs. I was writing theatrical music. I was writing ballads, raps, everything. Literally, I wrote everything. Okay. I still do.
Now, let me ask you, while doing that, was there any time period that you felt like you had to learn the business to make sure you protect what you're writing?
Oh, yeah. A couple of times.
Talk to me about that.
I would say I wrote a song and it kind of, like, I felt like One Direction. This is when I was writing for Disney. I was writing for Disney at the time, and I was writing like a bunch of songs, like pop records.
Okay.
And I shared my voice memos in my mama's email link with her Dropbox link, so all her colleagues and like business people got it.
Nah.
And then One Direction drops a song that sounds exactly like my voice memo.
Wow. Do you feel like they stole it from you?
Listen.
That happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. Jordan, I'm going to tell you, that happens a lot in the game. Mm-hmm. I've heard that story more than once where people do music and then they hear people come out. Because it's easier for a known artist to take something they hear from, like, say, an up-and-coming person, mm-hmm. and they could take their idea and run with it. And I get it. How did you feel when you heard that? Like, what was your feelings when you heard that?
I was just like, you know... my mom's like, you shouldn't be sitting there anyway. But then I was like, you know... I was like, I didn't even feel the way. I brushed it off and I just kept doing it. I always persevered with everything. And then it happened to me a couple of times in the industry. Like, that wasn't.
A couple of times?
Yeah, that wasn't the first time.
What's another song that you say that you did that somebody.
Actually, I don't even want to talk about, because the girl is still going crazy with copying me. Like, she's upset.
Which one? Come on.
I'm not going to say, because I'm just going to have to show it in a different way. But I appreciate all of my supporters. That is trying to see, because
now this is a known person.
Yeah,
that's copying what you're doing.
Multiple people, but I'm not gonna say.
And you know what? I'll be honest with you. And this is what I'm talking about. And I'm glad you brought this up, because this is part of what we do here. We talk about when I bring independent artists and just people that's working on their own projects. When I bring them in, I tell them that you got to be careful with this industry, because this industry is cutthroat. This industry don't give a damn. They don't give a fuck. Like, if a known, like J-Lo, if J-Lo heard a song that you did, right? Mm-hmm. J-Lo can take that song and say, well, shit, I like her idea, and take your idea and run with it.
J-Lo gonna get sued, because I'm not that one right now.
I got the best
attorney in the room right now.
So, okay, so I'm glad you said that. So, give me some advice, or give some artists an advice right now. Like, if you do a song, what steps should you take to protect that property?
Well, always trademark your music. Sign up with, you know, of course, BMI, ASCAP, or whatever. Publishing with that, like, make sure you're stamped and solidified, because a lot of people just put their music out and don't have none of the lyrical work done. None of the business is in order, like, literally. And I just feel like, even if you don't know, it's a million YouTube videos you could look at. Educate yourself if you want to be in this industry. It's more to it than just making music.
Mm-hmm. And just being sexy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's more than just making music and being sexy.
And trust me, guys, I had to learn that too.
Damn, no. So with that being said, hold on. With that being said, let's just play a joint. But I don't want to play the new joints yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play something that we had before. That you want to, you know, let people know what you sound like. So, tell me, like, out of the list that I told you, is there anything you want me to, you know, kind of jump off on Spiral?
Let's play Spiral.
So, let's do this. Let's jump into Spiral. Go ahead, my girl. Introduce this joint. We're going to be right back. We got my girl in the building right now. She looking good. She looking South Florida. She looking California. She looking Hawaii right now. But with that being said, go ahead. Introduce it.
What's up, guys? It's Jordan Pauline, and this is my song, Spiral.
All right, let's do it. We'll be right back. Let's go.
All in my mind. the one caught it out for it. Money up for it. Driving a foreign. Bitches for it. I'm a 10-star bitch doing real play shit. Living young, living rich, and scored it. Throw that money in a spiral, daddy. If you really, really wanna blow, just stop.
I like this, man. This fire right here. Come on. This when I wind right here. I be like this. Come on.
Let's go.
Yeah. Round of applause. Round of applause, girl. Oh, man. Is that... Now, let me ask you. Was that like a song in... Like... You know, like to kind of like represent like the island vibe of you.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, I was just having fun too when I made that, and that's just who I am. Like I say this all the time, I'm a trap pop artist that's Guyanese. My Guyanese side is gonna come out regardless of the record, regardless.
Listen,
of, you know,
I'm gonna tell you right now, and this is what I tell. This is why I tell a lot of. Like, say, up-and-coming artists that come through and they, you know, we have interviews with them. I tell them, like, yo, you just one hit away from changing your life. You get what I'm saying? Like, you just one song away. And this song to me is like just say if Rihanna, and I'm just using Rihanna as an example. If Rihanna took this song and did it, this song would be playing on every radio station across the country.
right
So what I'm saying is you got the fire, so that's why you have to protect what you do, honestly, because you know what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is this is fire. And if a big name like that was to hear it and say yo I want to do that, and then they'll find a way to kind of come around it and then do it, and next thing you know it's playing on every station in the fucking country. You see what I'm saying? So that's I'm going to tell you, and that's hot. That's hot, because I'm going to tell you, when I first was introduced to you, I think that was that the... No, that was like the second song I got from you, because I got a song before that. Mm-hmm. But when I heard that, I was like, oh, she's hot. I was like, Vic, all right, yeah, she good. She Vic, all right, yo, I got you, Vic. Well, shout out to Victor Jackson, man.
Shout out Victor, man.
You know, I know Victor tuned in. Shout out to Victor, man. He's doing his thing. But, yo, I told Vic, I'm like, yo, I like my girl right here. Keep sending me stuff. I ain't gonna lie, when Vic said she gonna be in Miami, I was like, I'm trying to be calm. I'm like, oh, for real? I'm trying to be calm. I ain't trying to say, yay! I was like, oh, for real? All right, dog. Yeah, dog. All right, just let her know I'm here, man. But I'm in my heart, I'm like, yeah, I like that. Let's go.
Yay.
So let me ask you, in the game, working with, okay, how do you get your production and how do you get your writing flow to do what you do? Like, what is your, you know, mindset when it's time to write something? And then what is your connection with the tracks?
I really make my best stuff when I'm centered.
Okay.
You know, like, when, even if a bunch of bullshit was going down, I gotta go past, like, surpass a couple days until I, like, recenter myself. And then stuff will just start pouring out like a fountain, you know? You know? I don't wanna just.
Do we have,
like,
to smoke, like, a pound of weed or drink, like, you know, some Hennessy?
The weed has never really been, like, weed is like a little sprazzle dazzle sprinkle dick. Like sprinkle, you know, on top of creativity. But really, it's just like when you're centered, I feel like when you're allowing like angels and the Lord to speak to you, it comes out.
Okay, yeah. Good. That's good. So, and then do you write about personal experiences or is like just whatever comes to mind?
I write about fragments of personal experiences.
Wow.
Yeah. I write about even if, like a friend will go through something and then I'll have to like dilate in my mind of a couple of weeks and then like a fragment of it will come out like and I'll write about it. Okay. It's crazy. pieces.
That's nice, yeah. though.
Okay, no, but that's true. You could build on somebody or whatever. You could build on something to like to give you inspiration and do what you do. So that's good. So okay, so that's how you do it. And as far as track wise, like producers, working with producers and like the music, do you have to hear the track first, or are you trying to? Damn, people calling me on my life. Do you have to like hear the music first? Do you have to feel like? How do you connect with the music itself?
I usually like a beat within the first 5 seconds of listening to it.
Okay.
yeah.
So as soon as you hear it, you know if it's going to work for you or not.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you work with like certain producers, or is it like?
My executive producer of my EP is Brian Killaby Bates. He did positions for Ariana Grande. And we have some heat coming to you on my EP, Love Songs About Nobody. That's coming out next week, by the way.
I could tell.
Yeah.
The fire. I could tell the fire.
That's coming out next week, by the way. Aaron Kane. He's from Atlanta. He's one of my favorite producers.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay. So they produce, let me ask you, do they produce towards, like, your style, or they just give you something and say, they say, Jordan.
Now that my sound is, like, there and I've created my sound, they know. So now they just make beats.
So they know your sound.
Yeah, at first I used to be in a studio just like, no, I want something like this. And then like this. And then they're like, oh, okay, now I get it. And then now they just make stuff and send it to
me. So now they know.
Yeah.
But that's a good, and this is what I'm talking about. I always say this to artists that, you need to connect with, like, say, a producer that knows your sound. Because if they don't understand your sound, they're just going to give you anything. And then
tell you it sounds good.
And then it may not connect with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that is definitely great advice right there. Let me ask you, since you've been in the game, right, what can you say you learned, like, a hard lesson? Like, something that, like, hurt you or something that fucked you up and said, ah, fuck, goddamn, like, this nigga fucked me or this person fucked me, like, oh, something.
Oh, my gosh.
Anything?
Yeah.
That you learned and said, damn, I'm not going to make that mistake again.
I'm learning that with friendships and, because a lot of people just want the clout, and them clout chasers are serious. At first, I didn't really used to get what clout chasing meant. Until, like, those certain type of people started to come in my life.
So you didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't even really know.
You was just being innocent and pretty.
Yeah, you know.
You was just being pretty and innocent.
To see, like, bro, the fakeness is real. That's scary, too. Mm-hmm. It's scary. And that's a real thing, guys. And the higher you get, the more you're going to see it. I'm like, dang, it's crazy. But a couple of things, you know, like somebody went platinum with my swag, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, and then I'm cussing out their fans and they saying I'm copying them. I'm like, bitch, they copying me. And I'm like, you know, and it's little stuff like that. It's just super petty and just annoying.
And it's so hard to fight that battle.
It ain't hard because, you know, I can't fight the world. You know, God is there for that reason. I'm just going to keep doing me and they going to see. I ain't here to give up. Only person that can come down here and stop me is the Lord himself.
Wow. Okay,
would you see yourself working with anyone, you know, like another indie artist? Like, what would you expect from them for you to work with them?
As long as they're hard.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they what?
Good music.
Okay.
Because good music is always going to get recognized.
True.
So, I'm glad you said that, Sha. Thank you for saying it, because I was going to ask you, is there any artist you would like to work with? Like, whether it be here, now, old, dead, present. Like, any artist that you think you would connect with.
Rihanna. Because that's my West Indian.
I can see
Rihanna and Nicki. Because, first of all, Trinidadian sister, my Barbados sister. And Rihanna is Guyanese and Bajan.
You and Rihanna do a song together? It's over.
And I have Bajan in my blood as well.
Listen. You and Rihanna, they think y'all twins.
Man, Rihanna needs to start playing with me at this point.
Hold on, Rihanna.
At this point, I've met her 3 times, and I just don't know whether or not the best is to friends.
So when you met her, how she looked like? Like,
she's beautiful. Her skin was amazing. Is she
fine as you, though? Because you fine right now. I ain't never met Rihanna. But is she fine like you?
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's hot. Rihanna's hot. Like, she just, but it's really her presence, like her confidence. Like, she really stamped that shit, you know, like.
But okay, so really, let me ask you,
I don't know if I remember her face or anything. I just remember her presence.
But let me ask you, why do you think is that? Like, why is that? Why?
Because she knows who she is. She stuck her course, and shit, nobody can tell her. She
nobody
can
tell her shit, right?
No, right?
She nobody, Rihanna, nobody could tell her shit, because, no, honestly, and that's why I'm asking these questions, because I want people to think about it. I want people to understand, like, when an artist does what they do, it's because they are who they are. Mm-hmm. They make you jump on their bandwagon. You don't jump on somebody like you. You don't make people jump on somebody else. You make people jump on what you do. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. So, yo, I like that. I love that. No, I could see y'all two together. Ooh, wee, boy. I say too fine. Too fine.
Damn.
I could talk all that crap because my wife, when she see LL, she be like, oh, that nigga look good. So I'm going to talk shit too. Oh. So, yeah, I'm going to talk shit too. But, no, I could tell, like, y'all two together would be awesome,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Riri.
I like that. Let's do this. Let's jump in another song. Before we get into the new joint, I want to do one more because I want people to know how you were rocking, like, how you were doing your thing, like, how you was just vibing. What else can we play that... from that list that I said,
man. Should we play?
Let's see. What should we bring up? Let me see. We got Booted Up. We got Nasty.
We play Booted
okay.
We play Nasty.
Oh, you play Nasty?
Yes.
I like that. I like the word Nasty. I don't know what it is, but I like the word Nasty. I like the word Nasty. Oh, I like the word Nasty. Go ahead, introduce the song. Let's jump into it. We'll be right back.
Okay. Yo, what's up, guys? It's Jordan Pauline, and this is my song, Nasty.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's go. That's right. It's called Nasty.
Hey.
I'm ready for that, Nasty, man.
No, that's hot. I like your style.
Thank you.
I like your style. It's different. Not something that you've heard before.
Thank you.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Do you use now? Let me ask you now, because you know I've seen like a lot of the posts that you do, and you're looking good in them. Like you're like looking sexy and all that. Do you feel like using sex appeal, to like push music? Is that something that female artists? What I'm trying to say is, there's a wide spectrum. Like, you got the spectrum where some female artists just get half-ass naked just to sell music. But then you get you got the sexiness going on. Then you got, like, the ones that don't even sell the sex. They just want to be lyrical. So what I'm asking you is, you know, how do you feel about that? And, like, what's your, you know, thoughts and comments on that as far as promoting the music?
I say, if you got it, show it off.
Oh shit! Round of applause.
I was always like born to be sexy. I love me. Like I don't know. Who I am.
I want you to stand.
I'm not. Because right now I'm a little chubby. Like honestly, I'm on a diet.
For real.
But yeah. So I was.
She look good, girl. She look good. I don't know what she's talking about. I'm telling y'all. I got dudes hit me up like, yo, hop. They hit me up on my live like, yo. Chill your motherfucking ass down. Chill.
Want y'all to know though, just because a woman is showing,
right?
For instance, some artists aren't sexy. They go more tomboy, and then they try to be sexy, but it just isn't them.
Okay.
And some artists are sexy. And they'll try to go switch up their style and just isn't for them.
It's not them.
I just feel like you should just be who you are. And I'm sexy.
So you always
and
knew
I like
that.
To call
you
everybody sexy. That. Yeah, I always knew that. I knew that when I was like 7.
God damn, 7 years old?
Not even for real, but I've always just called myself sexy. Even if I wasn't.
Because you know what? It's about the person's mental capacity, exactly. Like what they think. Like if they think, yeah, like me, I think I'm a bodybuilder right now, but it don't mean that I got muscles and shit.
I just think what you want to think about yourself.
I think I got a 6-pack, even though my pack might be like a 12-pack, but it is what it is,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. As long as you think it for yourself and you know
that. I think I look good. Fuck that. I look good.
Fuck that. Exactly.
Fuck y'all. I look good, guys.
Yeah. Energy.
That's how you say the energy.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but you back it up though.
Thank you.
You back it up though. So let me ask you: have you ever had a problem with working with producers? Because I know, a lot of times, recording sessions usually happen late at night, right? Mm-hmm. Most recording sessions. I'm not saying yours, but I'm just saying. Most recording sessions happen late at night. And now you're a beautiful girl. You coming in. You sexy. You thick. You fine. You got the dimples going on. You got the skin color. You like looking like Olive Olay. And you coming into the studio right now. And the producer's working with you. Like, have you had a problem where you had to tell a motherfucker, like, yo, chill. I'm here for business. Like,
I always said.
How's that experience? Tell me.
At first, you know, I would. As a kid in this industry, like I would say, I probably reached my peak around 16, and that's when I was able to drive. 16, 17, I was able to drive, go to certain sessions and stuff. And you know, me eager for the opportunity, right. Didn't really see like producers trying to flirt with me at first until like a couple of hours or the next day you'll be like, oh okay, then it's like, why we're not making music?
But you was like 16, 17 at the
yeah
time.
But then I had to set the tone, like, look, I'm not here for that, you know.
So did you have like your
some parents? People were like, if you don't do it with me, I could blow you up and you could be the next this and that. I said I don't want to.
But let me ask you, hold on, I want to ask you this, because you remember what R. Kelly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're familiar with the story, but R. Kelly and some of the girls, like, the parents would just drop them off to him. Mm-hmm. Like when you were 16, 17, were you being dropped off to these people?
Mm-mm.
So you had somebody there watching you.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they were talking shit, you had somebody there to say, hey, chill, you know, she's here for that. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Because you got to be careful
with
that.
You got to make sure, especially as a woman, you have... Like, even if it's your best friend or your sister or brother.
Right.
Always have somebody with you, because people are crazy.
All day.
Yeah.
This motherfucker.
Especially some of these producers.
Oh, man. Yeah. Cause they'll sell you a promise talking mm-hmm. about I could blow you up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a naive young girl,
mm-hmm.
right? You will believe what they say, right? And you will fall into that trap. So that's good.
I never did that, but
so that means yeah. that your parents that means that your parents made sure that you was grounded enough to understand.
Yeah,
that.
My mama always tell me, don't fuck nobody in this industry. The industry is this small.
Did she say that word too? Don't F nobody in this industry?
Yeah, don't do that. Like she said,
mama was on point.
Very on point. Because, you know, all her majority of her artists was female artists.
Right.
And they were all hot, sexy female artists, you know? And that was tried a lot. So me being her daughter, she's like, look, you're going to have this person talk about you. Like, and it's so crazy because, like, the industry really is this small. Everybody's each other's friend. Yeah. Niggas love to talk.
So if you was to do something with somebody, yeah. everybody would know, oh,
yeah.
she did this and she did that just to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Wow. Wow, and that's what I'm saying. This is a cutthroat business. It is, but you're doing a great job with it. Now I see you got videos out. The videos, did you have somebody work on the treatment? Was that your idea? Yeah. Like, how was it?
Everything creatively is really my idea. I give the idea, paint the picture, and then we just bring it to life.
Nice. So you tell the videographer.
I literally have the vision for my photo shoots, videos, merch, everything.
Nice.
I feel like you have to have an involving hand, but not an overwhelming hand. You know, like you're the artist, you do the artistry and then give it to, you know,
for them to run with it. Okay. Yeah. So great. So I know you had that new video come out for mm-hmm. the new joint that came out.
Mm-hmm. That's what Desires.
Wow. Good. I like, and then you're looking good. Like when Victor sent it to me, I was like, Victor said the video, yo, Jordan got the new video. I like, yeah, look, I like, God, yeah.
I love that song, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yo, great job. So let's do this. Let's jump into the new joint.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about the new joint. Tell me, like, what was the inspiration? Like, what's going on with that?
Lustful Desires is about worldly things. And what is your lustful desire?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's desires. Pretty much just like, what is your lustful desire? Like, you know? you know? That's pretty much like what this
life is about. That sounds like everybody out there, though. Like, yeah. What is your lustful desire? Like, wow, like, what is it? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It depends on the day of the week for me, because I might just want to chill and just have like a steak. And just,
but if I said that, I would have been greedy, though, right? See?
All day. She's greedy all day. So I like to eat. So what is your lust? Let me ask you, do you have a lustful desire? Do you?
I guess it's to be the greatest in the world.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
And have, like, mad fast cars.
Oh, so you like
cars? I love cars.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna play a game after this when we come back after this. We'll ask you some questions and I wanna see how you think. But with that being said, let's jump into this joint right now. Introduce it.
Yo, what's up guys? It's Jordan Pauline and this is my song Lustful Desire.
Hi, we'll be right back. Let's go.
Cause I've been feeling
heads up in the tell him, yeah, bad, cause he say I'm bad like a Michael Jack, told him beat this in the puppy bag, the way I put it on him, keep him coming back.
My girl, Jordan Pauly, let's go. I like that, round of applause. Doing her thing, man, sounded good. Round of applause. Yo, girl, I'ma tell you, girl, I could see how a lot of people will still, you gotta, honestly, you definitely gotta protect your intellectual property, because I could see how, you're doing it, and you're like on that level. I'm gonna tell you, you're like one. What's the word I want to look at? What's the word I'm trying to say? To me, you're like just a step away from just blowing up to the world type shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you're doing your stuff. You're sounding good. You're reaching people. You're doing what you do. But you're like that one. You're like not even one step. You're like that. You're at the door. Where if you get that right break, you're on every TV show, you're on every award show. I could be like, yo, that she was on my station, like, type shit. Like, I could be like, yo, I know her, I met her, type shit. Like, so keep doing what you do. I love it. Where do you see yourself maybe like 2 years down the line, 2-3 years down the line? Where do you see yourself?
I see myself on a world tour.
There you go.
Number one. They're like, oh my God, we cannot get this girl off number one. Because honestly, guys, I work so hard and I've gotten dirt thrown at me so many times.
For real?
So many times.
I'm sure.
So do you feel so like that made so you stronger? Like,
it made me stronger, you know? It always but does. I just cannot wait. I just can't wait.
What is it like out there? Because we get a lot of music from that side of the world, and the music is hot. that comes from over there, and no one ever sounds the same. But what is it like working with other artists, like going to other showcases? Do you still go to showcases or no?
Since it's back open, I haven't really been outside.
Okay,
but I'm about to start back being outside.
Okay, but what are the showcases like out there? Because here, once someone performs, they leave, and by the time you get to the last person, it's an empty house. Is it like that over there too?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay,
unless it's like a poppin' concert,
right?
But every show I've done, I've had a crowd.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah,
I see your followers. You got that blue check and then
girl. Hey. No, that's good.
She got that check. Hold on.
Be like, yo, I ain't talking about that check. I can't wait to go to a Jordan Pauline concert. Nice. But now I'm like getting my show established. I got dancers and like
That's nice.
So what can we expect on stage? Like, do you do
very soon?
But do you do the dancing? Like,
I dance.
I can see it.
I do my 1-2.
I can see it.
I'm going to give a show, guys.
Do you like?
I don't have stamina.
But do you do like the island, like the wine, your body, wine, your body.
I do the wine thing, you know. I just told my sister I gotta go in the mirror a little bit longer, but. I be doing it. Yeah.
Alright. So That's nice. That being said, round of applause. I love that. I'm gonna ask you some personal questions now.
Okay.
How's the love life right now? Is there like someone special in the life that is holding you down, that is like saying, I got you, baby. Do what you do, I got your back. Or is it like you can't find that?
No, I got someone.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So that's someone has your back 100%. And that's great. That's great because you have to have that.
Yeah.
I think you need that grounding effect.
You do.
To kind of help you, like, you know, because after really all do. That craziness, you got to find. But let me ask you, and that's what I was trying to say earlier, because I know a lot of guys, like say you was dating a person. But then, you know, a lot of studio sessions be late at night. Mm-hmm. And then you be like, yo, baby, I got to go to the studio tonight. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be back like 4:00 in the morning. So they got to be good with that. They got to be saying, okay, baby, you know, you good.
Or does he go with you?
He be rolling out the bed. All right, fine. I'll go with you. Because I don't like to drive. He be driving.
Okay, so he's there with you, supporting you, making sure that. But that's great. That's what you need.
Every other, and he doesn't come all the time, but you know he does.
But that's great. That's great. Yeah. That means that it's someone that supports you, that say, okay, even though it's like I'm tired, but I'm gonna drive you. Mm-hmm. I sit in the parking lot and I wait in the car till you do your zit, and then I come out and then let's go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to have that.
That's amazing to have.
It's good to have that. I like that. So that's great. So let me ask you, with what's going on in the world today,
mm-hmm.
and with the music today, let me ask you about the music today. How do you feel? Because the type of music you'd make, I look at it like it's dance music, it's vibe music, it's like going to sexy music, it's like people music, but yet you have like a lot of this like trap music and like a lot of this underground music going on. How do you feel like you can compete with what's going on? Do you feel like...
I don't compete with nobody that's doing anything right now because nobody's me.
That's right. But I'm saying, but do you feel like... And I'm not saying you compete with anybody, but do you feel like your music and what's going on in the world today, like, because they like, I hear a lot of this crazy shit. But then when I hear your stuff, it's vibing.
It's like, music.
It's music.
Like it should
be. Do you feel like you have to compete with that?
No.
Seriously.
You know, honestly, I'd be trying to figure it out. But saying like, that's me going back to I can't battle the world. You know what I'm saying?
Fine.
Like, because... I don't even know. It feels like slaps in the face sometimes.
Right.
But I'm like, at this point... Y'all gonna see. I feel like somebody has to do it. And if it's, you know, not me right now, somebody else is doing it. And it's gonna be me.
You're doing it. And, but you know, by the music that she said that she listens to that inspired her, she did say Prince, she did say Diana Ross. So we can't be too surprised on how her music is because she knows real music. What's up with your face? Why are you doing that?
No, I'm looking at the video. She's looking good in the video.
So you know what? I'm not surprised that your music sounds like music because of the people that inspire you, which is very important because that's when you get to really know an artist, you know, by the type of music that they're influenced by. But that's
so
good,
that's
though.
What I'm saying. So you're not worried about that craziness that go on. You're still gonna do your thing.
I'm still gonna do my thing because I'm gonna get recognized.
Yes, you are.
There you go. Round of applause.
Ben don't give a lot of compliments. I'm gonna tell you now. I've been with him for too long, so that's
nice. To hear. I give compliments when compliments are due,
and that's my whole point.
And I'm gonna tell you, no, I was impressed. Nah, I'm gonna tell you. Hold on. Let me say something right now. I get people that hit me up with music all the time. Oh, I got this artist, I got this artist. I'm like, all right, yo. And I'm like, all right, send me some shit. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Victor hit me up. Now, Victor was working with Carrie Ann, saying,
that's one of my
girls that we've been showing love to for the longest. But then Victor said, I got Jordan. Then I got, what's my brother's name? The other nigga. Damn, I can't even think of his name right now. But I'm saying, he was hitting me up, and he was like, yo. So when I hit Jordan, I was like, Jordan's hot. And then I looked at the picture, I like, and then, because you got to match shit up now. You got to look at the music, and then you got to look at the picture, like, what does she look like? So I look, I said, oh, she's hot too. No, no, she look good. Yeah, send me. So we've been building that relationship like that. I'm like, yo, I got you, man. Like, I got you. And I'm just trying, Richie Evans was the other one.
Okay.
With Richie Evans too. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, looking good, doing your thing, keep doing what you do.
Thank you.
And I like your visuals. I've seen some of them that you've posted not too long ago. Very nice.
She's doing the sexy. The quality is very, very nice.
She's doing the sexy on the 100 times 100 tip. I say 100 times the 100 tip. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I like that, man. And then, like I said, keep doing what you're doing. Any last words? Because we're about to get out of here. But any last words you want to say?
Any new projects coming up?
Love Songs About Nobody is coming next. That is my debut project. Don't play with me with this one.
And she got that dimple too. I like that dimple. I like that dimple. That's what I'm looking at right now. Oh yeah, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love Songs About Nobody.
What is that? Like a love song? Sexy song?
It's my EP. So it's 10 songs.
Okay.
And it's something for everybody.
I like that.
There you go.
Hopefully one day you'll be down here for the Love Jones show and you could perform. I would love that.
Oh, yeah. Hook it up.
Okay. All right.
No, we'll do that.
We'll definitely do that.
We'll do that. Cause I want her to come out. Cause she's.
We nice. Want some new faces. This would be great. Yes.
Fuck all these old regular motherfuckers that we see out here. I don't want to see no regular motherfuckers.
Yeah, I want some new faces. I need to see what else is out there. Okay. The world exactly. is so much bigger.
So wow, yay. Thank you. Round
thank
of applause,
you
my girl. Let nice. Them know your social media. Let them know. Anything you got coming up, let them know, please.
You can follow me on social media at Jordan Pauline, JourdinPauline on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. And merch is coming soon.
That's right. I like the name, though. That's a good name you have, too.
Is that like your government name?
Yeah, Jordan Pauline.
That's nice. I like it. Thank she you. Didn't call herself Lil Something.
Mm-mm.
Or Queen This.
I'm tired of that shit, too.
I like
everybody
that.
Everybody is a little something. This is, like, I saw Super Cindy, and I'm going to say, I saw one of the radio personality hosts out here, but she said, like, oh, little something died. I'm like, little who? There's so many littles. Like, who the fuck is this mother?
No.
But thank you. No, so that's the government.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Government.
I like
sexy.
That. You're going to stick out.
Government.
It's very
sexy.
Marketable, too.
Thank you.
We're gonna end it off with Lustful Desires again. Ooh, because we got my girl in the building, Jordan Pauline, looking sexy. hold on. Where my gunshots at? I got it.
Hey,
hold on. I gotta get some gunshots. Hold on, hold on. Where my gunshot?
Damn, not even a truck horn. Gunshots.
I gotta get my truck horn effects. There you go. I gotta get my truck horn effects. Some gunshot effects. I gotta get like some damn, you know, like
my AK. He's giving you fireworks.
Where my AK? There you go. That being said,
he ain't never give me gunshots, but okay.
There you go. Peace. We out. Let's go.